Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. But with no Bundesliga on at the moment, we'll focus on the tournament where most of the league's players are active in, the European Championships. Chris, Germany made it through to the knockout rounds at the Euros, but it wasn't easy against a determined Hungary, a match that ended even at 2-2.
Yeah, it was a difficult group. You know, they call it the group of death for a reason. You know, some criticize Joachim Löw, Yogi Löw, the head coach of Germany, for his tactical plan against a defensive-minded Hungary side. A side that was real hungry. You know, they had the real impressive performance against France. You know, I think that really put Germany on alert. And Hungary made it very difficult for Germany to crack that defense. You know, you could call it luck or the way the ball bounced, but the way Kai Havertz, you know, leveled the score after the break, you know, was a emotional roller coaster. You know, you felt high at the moment if you are supporting the German side. But then moments later, your heart was sucked out of your chest because Hungary took the lead back. You know, Germany's really going to have to examine their game plan, you know, moving deeper in this tournament, because they are expected, when you look pound for pound, the players on the roster, you do expect the German team to go far, but that leadership is in question. This is Yogi's love. This is his last rodeo. We have to see what he has in store. But all in all, it was enough because Leon Goretzka equalized with the beautiful goal. And that goal wouldn't have come through if Yogi Love, now with all the criticism, he did make the right call in checking in the youngster Jamal Musiala, the young sensation at Bayern Munich, because, you know, his play and his effort led to that goal. And I think he'll be key moving forward. You know, we just have to wait and see what Germany have in store with their familiar foe in England.
Germany has experienced somewhat of a hurdle ahead of their next match versus England, Chris. What's this about Germany not being able to train at Wembley before the match?
Well, it's just important to understand, you know, it's part of a long old tradition that you practice on the pitch you're going to play the night before, you know, just to familiarize yourself with the turf, the ground, and so forth. You know, the way it feels under your boots, that's normal. It's always been that way. Well, the weather has been a problem. That's been the biggest controversy ahead of the game. Some call it a scandal. One thing is clear, Yogi Löw is outraged because he knows that could become a mental block for the team ahead of England, you know, in front of their home crowd. It's expected to be a large fan base, obviously more supporting England than Germany. You know, just use your common sense and figure that out. You know, that goes without saying. But ahead of this match, you know, some call it a conspiracy to try to give Germany a slight advantage. Well, the reality, the pitch is so rain-soaked, they can't train on it. The organizers of the tournament say, no, we have to keep this, you know, viable, you know, for the coming games, because it is scheduled for a few matches beyond the England and Germany match. So it just puts Germany in a tough spot. They're going to have to search their mental strength, and they're going to have to perform even without going through the actual plays physically on the pitch. We'll have to wait and see how much of a hiccup it is for Germany, you know, when they face off with England.
Well, given all of that, how do you believe Germany will fare against England?
Well, history's on Germany's side. The last competitive match in a major tournament, Thomas Müller, the recently recalled player, a good move by Yogi Löw, he scored a brace over a decade ago. I think that is going to play, you know, in Germany's favor, because that is, although distant, it's a memory where it mattered. You know, the last time England did something against Germany when it mattered was 1966. You know, Germany won the FIFA World Cup final in extra time at Wembley. You know, that's a long, long time ago when we're talking about these young footballers today. And I think that history will carry over, given the fact that, you know, Kai Havertz and others have already called Thomas Müller like an assistant coach. You know, that does help Germany moving forward. And I think just the idea, the makeup of an England side, they're not going to be so defensively minded like a Hungary, you know, so you might see more of a back and forth, something similar that we saw with Portugal and England. You know, one question mark is, who will England field? You know, some of the better players that we've seen here in Germany that we've grown to admire, Jadon Sancho being one of them, he hasn't featured much. You know, so that begs the question, what will happen? You know, Germany know how to close out games and know how to win. England have come up short. Their goal production is low. You know, I do expect it to be very competitive. And despite what many might say, I do give Germany the slight advantage over England, you know, given the history of winning, you know, given their roster and given, you know, their goal production as of late.
Chris, like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the Germany-England matchup. Jadon Sancho, the one player barely featured, only about 6 minutes. He said he's ready to show the world what he can do. He knows it's a very important tournament. We have to wait and see if he gets the green light from Gareth Southgate. You know, that remains to be seen, but we do know what he can do, and he says he's ready. So I urge everyone to stay tuned and see what the lineups look like.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.